Carusel.
Pop Carusel.
Pop Cultura. O Pop Carusel.
Pop Carusel. Catarina Epstein.
Give it all away to me.
18:06, sada će i 7 minuta upravo. Slušate Radio Beograd 1. Poštovani slušalci, pozdravljamo vas i šaljemo najtoplije pozdrave iz Groningena sa festivala Eurosonic. Evo, svečano otvaramo cijelu sezonu divnih koncerata, divnih ljudi koje ćemo da vam predstavimo. Eurosonic je najveća muzička evropska platforma koja se događa u Groningenu. Tokom dana kada smo ovde, a to je živi program svaki dan od 18 do 19, mi ćemo vam predstaviti najbolje trenutno evropske izvođače. Radi se o kompletno novoj generaciji muzičara, ljudi koji ima nastup na Eurosoniku, znači ne odskočnu dasku, nego znači da su izabrani u Evropi da naprave ogromnu karijeru, znači da su inovatori na muzičkoj sceni i da ćemo od njih vidjeti u kom pravcu se razvija muzika. Mnogo vam hvala, mi smo odmah našli divne ljude, imamo divan studio u Martini Church, to je katedrala u samom centru Groningena gde Euroradio i Biju je stupio i napravio prelepi, prelepi studio. Tu se održavaju i koncerti, pored toga što su ovde državni mediji i imaju svoje studije. Pre nego što smo počeli našu emisiju i dok smo se spremali, mi smo čuli jedan divan band sa divnim pesmama i uskoro ćemo posvetiti emisiju Euroradio, ovde su divni gosti, mi želimo da vas upoznamo sa ovom četvorkom, možete uživo da ih vidite na Facebook stranici vaše voditeljke, prelepi mladi momci koji zvuče mnogo, mnogo starije od onoga što možemo da vidimo. Uskoro ćemo čuti i njihov nastup, zahvaljujući kolegama sa Euroradija, iseći će upravo pesmu. I sva što smo vam nabrali, hoćemo da vas upoznamo, evo, za početak sa grupom, jer ovo jeste muzičarski festival, oni kao da razumeju o čemu mi pričamo, smeju se, a uskoro ćemo vam i prevoditi simultano. Upoznati jedan sastav koji dolazi upravo iz Velike Britanije, gde jeste kolevka popularne kulture. Sastav se zove Elfie and the Templeton.
Templeman.
Dakle, evo
don't worry, it's common.
It's for me, it's nice that you understand Serbia.
Yeah.
Sako tako za zlati Templeman se zove. Pa evo, sada se upoznajemo na licu mesta. Please, tell us more about yourself. Congratulations for a wonderful gig here you have in Martini Church.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm from Bedford in the UK, which is like an hour away from London, and I've been just making music in my bedroom since I was a little kid. Started with the drums, did the guitar.
Tell your name first.
Alfie Templeman.
Exactly, Alfie Templeman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
The Alfie Templeton thing happens quite a lot. It's normal. But it happened at Leeds Festival as well, didn't it?
Well, the bigger blunder was you had an advert in Times Square.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
misspelt your name.
Yeah, huge Times Square billboard in New York, and they put two N's on my...
Okay, then I'm the worst thing. Dakle, ipak nisu u New Yorku desila gora stvar. Oni su pogrešno čak i spelovali. I just translate to audience what you just said. That I'm here, that I'm not the best person here.
Yeah.
Tamo su im pogrešno i spelovali čak ime, ali su predivni momci iz Bedforda, pored Londona. To je mesto koje je na sat vremena od Londona jako poznato. I Alfie nastavlja dalje priču. Please introduce us to your friends here.
Okay, so
you're quintet or quartet?
We're what?
Quartet.
Quartet, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I never get that right.
Yeah.
I know I'm English, but I have no clue. Right. So this is Cam on bass. Say hi.
I play bass.
Yeah, that's nice.
Cam's
we've got Josh Shepherd on Z guitar.
Hi, I'm Josh, and I play the guitar.
Josh Shepherd.
And we've got Adam Daisley on Z drums.
Hello, I'm Adam Daisley on the Z drums.
Z drums, yeah, he's got the Z
drums.
Mate, may I also say it's Cam Oden. I didn't say your last name, but I said the other two.
It's cool.
So,
feel left
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
so četvorka.
These guys make noise with me, mm-hmm. basically.
Just about. We're,
a lot of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, quite a lot of noise. We're getting noisier.
No, exactly.
It's getting, you know, noisier by the gig.
Oni kažu da prave galamu, međutim, naprotiv, jako mladi momci, oni su definisali potpuno svoju muziku, oni znaju da naprave pevljivu pesmu, refren. Sad ću o tome i da ih pitam. Guys, not there is noise, there is energy, of course, but yeah. you made wonderful songs.
Thank
I
you.
Heard a chorus in your song.
Yes.
I heard a yeah. melody. I heard wonderful arrangements.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I'm
I
glad
became
we
your
bring
fan.
That across.
yeah,
it's
yeah,
definitely
thank you so
glad
much.
That comes across.
And it was, you... sounds a lot older than you are.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
that's massively thanks to a lot of Alfie's influences.
Yeah. Tell us more about it.
Because Cameron and Adam are quite a lot older than us.
Yeah. So, me and Joss. Joss, the guitarist.
Yeah, we're 12. Both
guitarist. We're 16. Josh, we're 16 years old. And then...
on imaju samo 16 godina.
What's that?
You have 16 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so me and Joss...
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Me and Joss are 16, and then Cam and Adam, the rhythm section, they're both 20.
We're the dads of the group.
Yeah. It feels it.
Cam's like a 40-year-old in a 12-year-old's body, though. He's
accurate.
Like...
he's either
very mature or very immature, and that's
but
great.
I think it's great. That maturity really helped with me and Alfie, because his music tastes, like listening to Rush and Thin Lizzy and Queen... Like, it really helped us bond when it comes to, like,
please just
playing
let me translate. It is wonderful.
Yeah, of course.
Dakle, njihovi muzički ukusi su dosta stariji i tradicionalni. Ako pominjamo sastave Rush i Queen i Thin Lizzy, mi saznajemo da oni jako voli, u stvari, taj čvrsti zvuk. Please, go on.
Yeah, I don't know. So, obviously, we had that bond. Me and Joss have known each other since we were...
Born.
Yeah, basically.
Grupa je sastavljena ljudi koji se znaju praktično od rođenja.
Yeah.
Josh i Ellie.
And
I'm kind of just outside.
Yeah. I was homeless before all this, and now suddenly I'm just
no,
in a room.
He wasn't really.
Homeless, I'm beskućnik. Ali očigledno je dobar čovjek koji se jako šalio tako sa njima. Okay.
No. Me and Alfie knew each other from a while ago, and then me and Joss kind of knew each other, and then.
From a while ago.
Yeah, we basically did a talent show together ages ago. Adam's old band was part of it, and mine and Joss's band. So we kind of knew each other from that, basically.
And I was like 40 miles away, not involved in that whatsoever.
It was in Milton Keynes.
Yeah. I was the latecomer to the band.
Yeah.
So I was in another band on like the local circuit, part of the local scene, and. These guys, yeah, they reached out to me and was like, do you want to be part of this? And I obviously said yes.
Obviously. So nice da.
Within minutes.
In a minute. Just let me translate. Dakle, oni su uglavnom znaju svi od rođenja i iz istog su mesta. Prijavljivali su se za takmičenja razna kada su muzički talenti u pitanju. Dakle, jedan put koji je standardan za sve zemlje u Evropi. Upoznavali su se sa muzikom zajedno i posljednji je došao bubnjar. Kako sam razumela u grupi, se pojavio on. Gledao, ja mislim da me razumiju, toliko pametno gledaju. Radi se o divnim mladim ljudima koji imaju 16 i 20 godina, a sviraju mnogo, mnogo ozbiljno. Jedva čekam da dobijemo snimak koji se upravo obrađuje, da čujete kako ovo zvuči. Do tada će oni nešto da nam pevaju. So please guys, sing for us.
Oh,
now it is the time.
Oh, yeah. God, I don't know
what
I'm
actually
singing.
No, Space Oddity.
No. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I am the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Well,
you start coming and it don't start coming. Turn to the ground and hit the ground running. Never makes sense of a live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets numb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back seat? You never shine if you don't go.
Hey,
you never shine if you don't go. Hey, now, you're an all star. Get the show.
We don't let you know the chorus.
I got it.
It's not the hardest bit.
Yeah, we did it.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Big hit. But please, ground control. Please, space. Just start.
Ground control to Major Tom.
That's
oh,
all you
did
get.
So well.
That's
doing
did
it.
I? I did.
Yeah.
Ground control to Major. Something's happened.
Something has just happened.
It was a
bit of concert this week.
Yeah, that was my applause.
That was Adam's
eto, yeah. Pozdravili smo novog izvođača koji svira neposredno pored našeg studija, gde smo i pronašli ove divne momke. Run control and you can go. It's your license to go out from the studio.
I mean, we call ourselves musicians.
Yeah, we're actually just massive frauds.
Yeah. No.
Like, out of all of us, I don't know any Bowie, and it's a shame because I have a connection to like the band from Bowie, and so I feel really ashamed of myself.
Evo ga, jedan član koji ima veze sa Bowie, makar sa bandom. Please tell us your connections.
My great uncle Matthew was David Bowie's bassist, Mr. Matthew Seligman. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out. Isn't that crazy?
Wonderful. Very crazy.
I am a big Bowie fan, but I can't remember anyone's lyrics.
No,
it's so embarrassing. I don't even know my own lyrics, hardly.
No,
that's true. It's very true.
He's on the stage looking at his phone. Su divni, poštovani slušalci, naši ćete ovaj band. I najtoplije vam preporučujem, oni su youtuberi, dosta ih ima na YouTube-u. I posle Eurosonika će biti i po evropskim festivalima. Jako su mladi, u jednom trenutku će sigurno posjetiti i naš festival. Veliko poštovanje prema ovim divnim mladim ljudima i oni su prvi gosti danas u Pop Karuselu. Uskoro nastavljamo. Naš gost bit će glavni koordinator Euroradija Loren Marceau, glavni inženjer zvuka na Eurosoniku, također u ime Euroradija Henk van de Pol. Još jedan divan izvođač iz Holandije. I samo možemo da im kažemo hvala. Nešto kasnije ćemo vam emitovati pesmu ekskluzivno koju su upravo otpevali na ovoj biniju, dakle čujete i sada ove divne zvuke. Molimo vas u studiju da čuvate onu pesmu što smo vas zamolili kad vam kažemo, a sada pustite neku drugu da ispratimo ove divne momke da se odmore i da uživaju posle njihovog divnog nastupa. Slušate Radio Beograd 1 iz Groningena, ovde se uvijek događaju nepredvidive stvari.
Verano más pereza depilarme. mamá nunca quiere doctorada, pero mira qué bonita mi manada. Tengo panélica, nénica, sé, tengo a mi comadre, para pasarlo bien. La única que está no sé responder, el amor que estamos, lo quiero saber. El caos de siempre, más ya lo sé, estamos felices, no sé ni por qué. Oye, dime qué es lo que. Yo no sé lo si vamos a ver la peli, yo sé la mala habla que se me alerta a los vecinos. Que cuando me va a pasar más de 40 en el peli, el fin de que viene te juro que no me lío. Yo no sé lo si vamos a ver la peli, yo sé la mala habla que se me alerta a los vecinos. Que cuando me va a pasar más de 40 en el peli, el fin de que viene te juro que no me lío. Yo no sé lo si vamos a ver la peli, yo sé la mala habla que se me alerta a los vecinos. Que cuando me va a pasar más de 40 en el peli, el fin de que viene te juro que no me lío. Soy la chica mona de la peli, yo soy la mala la que tiene alerta a los vecinos. Te estamos de papá, está más de 40 en el que el fin de que viene te juro que no me lío.
Gledamo naš omiljeni show ovde u katedrali u Groningenu, u samom centru, a prislušamo i najomiljeniju emisiju. Mnogo vam hvala što ste sa nama, poštovani slušalci, uživo nam se javljamo iz Groningena. Današnja emisija, prva po redu, je praktično u stvari posvećena Euroradiju. Imamo divnog gosta koji može da pretpostavi o čemu pričamo, malo je nepristojno pred njim da pričamo, ali prosto za našu publiku je to jako važno. Loren Marso, on je najznačajniji čovek u Euroradiju za nas. Loren Marso je na čelu odeljenja za popularnu muziku Euroradija i zahvaljujući njemu mi smo ovde, zahvaljujući Euroradiju, Radio Beograd 1 ima svoj studio koji je lep, imamo intervju, imamo slot za izvođača koji snima upravo Euroradio. Dear Loren, I just explained all about you and thank you so much to have you here in the studio. that you have time exactly to come here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's very, very great to be with you.
For me, the most important thing to is to say all we feel about you and your radio, that we are here for all these years to have all opportunities to see and to play our program. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Jedan divan, ljubazan čovjek, kog sad smo mu se zahvalili, mada nikad nema dovoljno zahvalnosti prema entuzijazmu ovih divnih ljudi koji pre svega mnogo poznaju muziku, tu biste se zapanjili. You're only just start, and there are so many good bands. It just starts this evening. I think it will be amazing here.
Yeah, it's very, very hard actually to find the best schedule possible, because there are so many good and exciting choices possible that, you know, you need to make a choice, and it's quite tough because there are so many good bands around.
Da, upravo mnogo je dobrih sastava na kraju oko nas, tako da je njima u stvari najteže da naprave izbor od sastava koji će se pojaviti na najvećoj europskoj muzičkoj platformi Eurosonic. Just to remind our audience that Eurosonic Festival is the main music platform in cooperation with Euroradio, EBU and Brussels and Eurosonic, and it is one exactly a very serious picture what will happen in the music industry and about things that will go, where will music go.
Exactly.
It is what is interesting here.
Yeah, exactly, and the radio stations, you know, your colleagues from everywhere in Europe, you know, the BBC, obviously Serbian Radio, Radio Belgrade, and the Swiss and the Germans, the Dutch here, who are with, you know, welcoming us. We are all involved in supporting, discovering new talent, which is absolutely wonderful.
Da, otkrivaju se novi talenti, upravo ovde se formira, kao što smo vam rekli, ta jedna divna muzička scena, što je po Lauredu apsolutno božanstveno. You know where will music go in the future. What is your opinion? Is there any chance that we can hear something better than we hear before?
Oh, I would like to believe that I know a bit where the music is going, but it's very, very difficult. You know, if I knew, I would be a millionaire. I would know who is going to be huge, the next Adele, and probably try to put some money. But I mean, the music tests are really, really wide these days, and it's, you know, you've got guitar bands, you've got, you know, R&B, you've got electronic music, and this festival has a very wide range of selections, and this is the way the music is these days. You know, it's very, very broad and very, very large.
Muzika je otišla u svim mogućim pravcima i Loren se šali, kada bi znao, prosto bi stavio pare i postao milioner na novu Adele ili na nove izvođače. Međutim, toliko je stvari u muzici koji se razvijaju u mnogim pravcima, da li bilo to elektronika, bilo gitarska muzika, tako da je u stvari jedan jako uzbudljiv proces, it's a very exciting process to see where is music going.
Yeah, now. And it's difficult, but very, very challenging and fascinating at the same time.
Fascinating, yeah. Baš upravo tako, potpuno fascinira pravac. Euro Radio tokom cele godine nama omogućava da imamo ekskluzivne materijale iz bilo kog dela sveta, upravo zahvaljujući toj najznačajnijoj mreži broadcastera. I sada bi malo pričali da iskoristimo priliku sa gospodinom Marsom na tu temu. We would like to change a little things from Eurosonic to talk about you and your radio. Because of you, and thankfully to you, we have opportunity through the whole year and all the time to broadcast the most important things that happened. Now we are talking about popular culture. The most important thing that happened in a popular culture, as in interviews or a concert, it is so exclusive. So how do you do that? Na koji način to prosto funkcioniše?
Well, we've got a very good network of very good colleagues all around Europe, you know, like you and other radio stations. We've got good relationship with record companies as well. They really recognize also the power of radio and the power of this unique network that is your radio, the European Broadcasting Union. And when you have a concert or an interview broadcast on 7, 8, 13, 15 radio stations, you reach an incredible amount of people, and it is what the beauty of the EBU is. So, I mean, we are doing it very much for you and the radio stations and the listeners who love music, music from today, music from tomorrow, and music from, you know, from yesterday as well.
Yes, and for history of music, which is so important, thanks to you, exactly you. Lauren, we have, for example, interview with Marian Faithfull, which is so unique thing now in art generally, not just in a popular culture. Or Chrissy Hynde, who made an album, she now has to say something different than before, or I don't know, Noel Gallagher, or everybody else. You have ear to know what is important, and that is what are you doing for us and for our audience. Just let me just translate the questions. Upravo oni formirajući sliku Euroradio šalje na materijal za koji smatra da je najvažniji, prosto imaju uvod da znaju da šta je ono što je važno i u kom pravcu će se odvijati muzika. So, you made a picture, sound picture for us, because you know what to do.
Well, thank you very much, yes, but as you said, you know, when you have the possibility to meet and interview someone like Marian Faithfull, you know, who is one of the icons of popular music of the past 50 years, and she's willing to speak about her new album, you know, her collaboration with Nick Cave, but also to speak about Mick Jagger and so on. This is a wonderful story, you know, and stories need to be told, and it's lovely that radio is actually, you know, relaying this kind of interviews to tell stories.
Upravo zato radio ima tako divne priče. Ako uzmemo primjer Marian Faithfull, koja je posljednje vrijeme radila mnogo sa Nickom Caveom i čitavu historiju ima događaja sa Mickom Jaggerom, i znamo da ćemo dobiti najkvalitetniju jedinstvenu priču za radio. Radio is the main thing for music.
It is. I mean, yeah,
still.
Still, very much. I mean, there are still other things, but radio is never going to go away. And radio and music are just the perfect marriage, and it's not going to go away.
Da, muzika i radio su stvarno jedan savršen brak koji ne treba, nikad se neće rastoriti, i radio nikada neće otići. To je čvrst stav Euroradija. I sada bi pitali gospodina Marsoa da nam ispriča o aktivnostima budućim, pošto Euroradio je uvek pozvan i uvek je važan član bilo kog događaja i susreta gde treba da se podignu stvari na viši nivo. When things can have to go on a better level, when music is in question, or music industry, popular culture, media, Euroradio is the most important organization there. So what will you do this year, and what is the thing that you will tell us to make attention to?
Well, as you said, you know, popular music, pop culture, you know, is not going to go away. It's there. This part of culture is part of the discussion, of the narrative of today. And if you look at, you know, the big anniversaries of albums that have been released, you know, 20, 25 years ago, yeah, we are celebrating League Division 1 artists and albums, you know, Radiohead, Oasis, Blur. These they have gone through, you know, the past 25 years, and they have made a huge impact. So we are concentrating on celebrating these big important milestones, and at the same time we are also working in, you know, helping radio stations to broadcast new artists, like what we are doing here, and working with emerging, exciting new artists like Celeste, and other. So we are mixing, you know, the old and the brand new, which is a wonderful feature.
Thank you for that. Dakle, jako, I'm very excited when I listen and follow your kind of thinking about music, and when you do this on your anniversary, is different. It makes me very happy. I know what are you talking about. So I just want to explain that. Dakle, jako je važno, od srca rade, praktično iz najveće ljubavi prema popularnoj muziki. From the heart, you're doing job from the heart. Tako da jako vode računa da se obeleže najvažniji trenuci u razvoju popularne muzike, i prosto da nas vrate sa nekih komercijalnijih puteva što im imamo problem sa kada je strada u pitanju, na pravce muzike u popularnoj kulturi za koju gospodin Marceau kaže da nikad neće otići, na pravce koji su doprinjeli da se muzika razvija, i to nikad neće prestati, to je prosto dužnost svih nas. It is what we have to do all. You are learning us to do that.
Well, with other, many other people, we are all in this together. We're like a team anyway. You and, the, as I said, the other radio stations, the music producers. I mean, and we've got so much stuff to enjoy, which is wonderful.
You made wonderful thing. You put us together, and you made friendship for us with colleagues with other radio stations. And it is very important to talk about music and to talk about our radios.
It is, yeah, it is.
It is the most thing, the important thing, and you are there.
Thank
friendship,
you.
I think it is the most important thing. Yeah. I love to do music.
Indeed.
Thank you that you made us to have a slot here for musicians.
Well, thank you for to you to come here all the way from Belgrade to cover this festival. You know, it's all down to you as well. We need European broadcasters like you, and we've got others like the Iceland. The Icelandic people are here, you know. We've got the Belgians, the Swiss. They are also doing programs. So it's, yeah, it's a unique club.
Unique club.
We are part of a unique club.
You made it. You made it to have us all together to be a friend forever.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
Thank
everything.
You.
Poštovani slušatelji, bio je jedan dosta emotivan razgovor sa gospodinom Marceaum, glavnim koordinatorom Euroradija za popularnu muziku, čoveku koji stvari nemoguće čini mogućim. Sada ćemo i njemu da pustimo, a i vama, ovaj sastav divan mladi koji smo upravo slušali. Dakle, dobili smo ekskluzivni materijal od, zahvaljujući Henku van den Polu, glavnom inženjeru, da čujemo pesmu koju su upravo izveli, koji su izvali reakciju kod vašeg voditelja. Please, now I will broadcast this song I told you about that band who was sitting here.
Okay.
Please listen.
Under the heart.
Da, to je bio taj slatak bend koji odsvirao koncert. Deo koncerta nastupit će i na Eurosoniku, Alfie and the Templemen. Snimak smo dobili zahvaljujući neverovatnom čoveku i vizionaru, šefu studijske i prenosne tehnike Euroradija, Henku van den Polu, koji je naš trenutni gost. Uspeli smo da ga zamolimo i zahvaljujući kome mi imamo divan studio i najlepše uslove za rad. So, dear Hank, thank you for everything. You are here just for us to say thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. You, Hank, ima mnogo pozdrava iz Beograda, pošto je bio gost internacionalne službe naše u tom karavanu jednom i turneji koju je Euroradio sprovodi, i sad ću da ga pitam šta on misli o nama i kakav je proces uopšte rada na Eurosoniku. I just explain to our audience, dear Hank, that you we have the pleasure to have you in Belgrade once.
That's right.
As a business tour.
A meeting.
Business meeting, but you were through the Europe touring with your ideas and everything. So we have you, and we were very honored to have you there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are you doing when it is your radio and sound for us to have that wonderful work here?
Now, you mean about
why are you doing that?
Why?
Better question.
Because we are all member of the EBU, of the European Broadcasting Union, and we promise as a group of members among each other to help where needed. And this festival is taking place in Groningen for years already now, more than 30 years. And we, as a host broadcaster, do provide you with the needed things, so studios or line connections or interview sessions, as long as we are able to do it. I mean, you cannot ask the impossible thing.
I think impossible things just happened. Dakle, Hank se ograničava da ako dok ne tražimo nemoguće stvari, sve je pod kontrolom. Međutim, dobiti snimak istog trenutka kada se koncert održi je jako velika stvar. Mi to dobijamo svake godine, bilo da je dodela nagrada u pitanju ili ovako događaj koncert. Ono trenutka kad zamislite da biste nešto emitovali, upravo se stvori. I just explain that it is not everything is possible for you because you are such a wonderful people. Whatever we want, we have from you. If we want from nominees, I don't know, MMETA or anywhere, anything.
Yeah, we have a great
like
team.
This song.
All of us like our job, and it's more or less our task to help you out when possible. So almost every question could be answered in a positive way. We are here for you.
Thank you.
And you have to ask us what you want. Otherwise, we can't do what we want. But we all love our job so much that everybody is willing to run when needed or to do extra things.
Just let me translate. It's wonderful you said. Dakle, point je upravo ljubavi prema poslu, ljubavi prema kolegama svojim, kada smo svi zajedno na zadatku da pomognemo jedni drugima. U ovom trenutku EBU u Groningenu ima bio najlepši studija koji možete igde da vidite. Nalazi se upravo u katedrali u samom centru grada i sada ću da pitam Henka u vezi toga kako je došlo do ovoga da se baš ovde u najlepšoj mogućoj atmosferi naprave studije. Dear Henk, last 2 years, EBU studios are here in Martini Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it
That's
is
right.
Something different. I never said it before.
It's strange to have pop and rock music and live studios, and even you hear sometimes live music here in the church. We are so overwhelmed by the space we can use here, and its friendliness of the management of the church that they host us here from Monday to Saturday, because on Sunday this church again is in full service for a new
Mass.
So on Sunday morning the church is completely again to its original state.
Da, potpuno je magično, jer napravili su se studiji televizijski, 3FM, evo i radio i bio u sekundi, a sve će biti gotovo u nedelju kada je služba. Prosto neće postojati ništa. Just translate what did you... Kada bude misa ovde u studiju, u crkvi, odjedno više neće ništa postojati. Ovde smo, zahvaljujući prosto prijateljstvu crkve koja je dala ključu u ruke ovim divnim ljudima iz Euroradija da razve šta god hoće. this is just friendly, friendly thing. I just translate what did you
say. No problem.
Aero Radio has so much work here. Not now. You started to work, I think, on the summer.
Oh, yes.
Every year.
Yes, the first things will be organized somewhere in May.
Yeah.
Like choosing the venues, choosing the bands, organizing all the techniques, organizing the budget.
It is very hard work.
Yeah.
It never ends.
That's nice.
Yes.
And it's for 3 days. So, I mean, it's a lot of work, but we fill 3 whole days with music and broadcasts.
You have a lot of punkts here in Groningen where you record that wonderful concert. It is impossible thing, but you are doing this. How do you know, maybe from you, how many concerts through the night you are recording?
Tonight it's about 8, roughly between 15 and 20.
Dakle, između 15 i 20 koncerta to vidim ljudi, a nema ih 1000, ima ih jako malo, idu i snimaju. It's so much, you are not 100 of people, it's just...
not hundreds, but something in 30, 40 people are running. Engineers are working hard. OB fans are standing in the city, people are running around with mobile equipment, there's a television camera team, so there's a lot of offers.
Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
Thank you for...
And I hope to be back next year.
I hope you will come to Serbia this year, or something like that. We would love so much to see you again. Thank you for recording the concert of Serbian bands.
Okay, you're right. That's... We will do it with pleasure.
Thank you so much. Poštovani slušalci, ovo je bio divan čovjek Henk van den Pol, on je šef prenosne tehnike, glavni inženjer Euroradija, koji bi omogućio da svi budemo ovde, da šta god poželimo kada je zvuk u pitanju i snimanje može da nam se ispuni. Jedan divan čovjek sa kojim se osjećamo kao i sa gospodinom Marsom, kao kod svoje kuće, a na vrhu Holandije smo. 18:53, slušate Radio Beograd 1. Imali ste delimičnu sliku, naćete našu Facebook stranicu, makar vaše voditeljke, da vidite ove sve divne ljude. Nastavit ćemo sada tokom večeri i snimanja i preslušavanja muzičkog materijala. Mnogo hvala ekipi u Beogradu, Draganu Šćepanoviću koji je povezao sve. Hvala Ivanu Petroviću, dizajneru zvuka, pre svega producentkinji Tamari Arsović, koja je sve povezala u celinu. Svaka čast, a evo ti je prvi internacionalni projekat. Nenadu Kamidžorcu, kolegi koji je bio moralna podrška u studiju. Iz studija u Groningenu zahvaljujemo Martinu, Henku, Lorenu, ovim divnim ljudima koji nam pomažu da uživamo u ovom lepom studiju i programu. Sutra i preko sutra takođe je specijalan termin od 18 do 19. Hvala prvom programu našem koji je omogućio da idemo i u ovom terminu. Sutra ćemo slušati i pričati sa izvođačima i još nekim ljudima koji čine muzičku industriju. Petak ćemo dan posvetiti i našim izvođačima i dobitnicima MMETA nagrada, najznačajnijim evropskim nagradama. I donećemo puno materijala. U svakom slučaju, puno nove muzike. Hvala vam što ste bili sa nama. Ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1. Slede vesti, a vas pozdravlja iz Groningena. Do sutra, Katarina Epštajn. Svako dobro. Slušajte.